Blog Talk Radio.
Oscar, speak, mate.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Wherever you are in the world, I'd like to welcome to Oscar Villegas Spirit Psychic Connection Live Radio Show. If you'd like to have the opportunity to call the show tonight, the numbers to call are from the USA is number 760-283-4611. I'll repeat that for you, 760-283-4611. 4611. And if you are outside the USA, the number to call is 001-760-283-4611. Please remember those numbers, okay? As always, you know that I'm available for Skype readings. So what you just have to do, just basically just go to my website, which is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there you can reach me by the simple pressing the button, and then do that connect you straight over to my Skype, and we'll be able to allow me to communicate with you, and we set a day for the reading. You can also follow me on Facebook. The only thing you've got to do is just go to my website. Once again, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That's the simple way to follow me in Facebook, and like that we can become friends, okay? So I look forward to make so many friends, because I already have a lot of people coming from the USA, and it's lovely to see how strong they are, the people from the USA and also from Australia. I know that perhaps in the British time is quite late for the British, because we're here now is coming to 11 o'clock, 25 to 11, night time, so of course there is a difference in time with other countries. So the British are going to bed. Pleasant. Right. On Saturday, 15th of September, I have a psychic night in Glastonbury. Glastonbury, for the people in Somerset, Bath, Bristol, all that area, and the people that might be connected or very close to Glastonbury, I have holding a psychic night on the 15th of September. And this is at the assembly rooms in Glastonbury. The starting time is 7:30 p.m. and the price is £10 at the door. But I also am arranging a trip from my home. It's a day trip, so basically what we do is the people that are in the trip, they come in on the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, they leave in my house in a bus, and they will take you to Glastonbury. There you will spend the time doing whatever you'd like to do in the daytime. In the nighttime, you will be invited, of course, to enter to my psychic night. The price for this is £25. That's where in return. So that is including the £10 for you to enter. So basically, it's £15 for fuel. Any one of these, and just the number to call is 01202-523-826. That's my home number. I repeat that, 01202-523-820. But you can also call me. My mobile is 077-877-652. I repeat that for you, 077-877-6452. So if you are interested in this trip to Glastonbury, which we've done it, this is the third time this year, and it's been fantastic. I mean, I've been to the ruins now for the past 2 years, and it is fantastic. I love it. It's a beautiful place full of fantastic energies, so I'm looking forward to my return. Roger was going to be there, the guy who is very much in charge of the place, and he is always there, welcome everybody to the rooms on the night time. So he's a very good friend of mine as well. So we're looking forward to see this guy as well. On Saturday, 22nd of September, I will be holding a psychic night with Dan Clark. This is a very good friend of mine also. He's a good medium, a local medium from Bournemouth. This will be at the Greyfriars Community Center in Ringwood. At the entrance, the starting time at this one is 7:30 p.m. This one also is £10. This is for the people in Dorset, Sahanto, where all that area, because last time we had people came from Basingstoke. So I look forward to my return to the Greyfriars once again with Dan Clark. Last time we were together, it was a fantastic, really fantastic night. So I'm looking forward to go back to this place again. Right. I don't know what happened with the song in the beginning, because we have a music planned for, you know, that I always play the music because there is a meaning for it. Perhaps the music didn't go in because that allowed me another 4 or 5 minutes just to simply say to many people, simple message. I know that perhaps not everybody is going to have the message tonight, but for those that are not going to be so lucky to have a reading tonight, perhaps I'd like to ask you to listen to the message the other people receiving. By listening to these messages, you realize that the love, the communication with the spirit world is always going to be there. There is no separation from us from them. The only thing that separates us from our loved ones is the physical, because as always said to everybody, it is only from the physical. It's only the love, the hugs, the moods they used to have when they were here, or the things that make us happy, the things that make us angry, the memories that they hold from these people, they go to the spirit. This is the only the contact, the physical contact. That's the only thing that separates us from them. Otherwise, it's so, if the only people have understood that the loved ones are gone from the physical, but spiritual, they will never leave us. Especially in times when we're so hard to understand why they're gone. Sometimes we think and we say, why they're gone before the time? But when we say, why before the time, perhaps there is a question we all keep asking ourselves. Why before the time? There is never the before the time. There is never the wrong time or the right time. It's a fact of life. We all must go home sometimes. We are here. We are here as a passengers, really as a strangers and as a visitors in this planet. And one day we must return to where we come from, to the world of spirit. I know this is difficult to understand, that sometimes the person that we love the most, the person that perhaps that we saw, that we hold in our hands, being a baby, either be a boy or a girl, but it's so difficult to see that person go to a spirit world before our time, before the mom and dad. But please, if you just like to listen to the songs that I play sometimes to my connection, that you can see that every song has a meaning and a message to everybody. So guys, I'd like you to listen to this song before we start, to lift up the vibration of there's so many people that are there with pain. So please listen to this song. Question. I dedicate this song to all the listeners over there tonight. Before I start my show, I just very quick like to say one thing to perhaps there might be one or two listeners here tonight. They are calling, and perhaps these people have received a message from me tonight or before. One thing I like to say, I can promise you one thing. Whatever I have said to you in the past, it makes no, I don't have any recall, whatever I said to get it to you, okay? Now, these are the people, they live in my area, the people that come to me for readings. I sometimes see in the streets and I don't have no idea who they are. So please remember, whatever I said to you tonight, whoever you might be, is something that it might be something that is due to you, know what I want to give you, okay? I'm moving on now to the next caller, and the caller I'd like to call into is now Vince. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I am. How are you, Oscar?
I'm good. How are you, friend?
I'm okay. I'm just straight.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
And
before I start here, Vince, I know that you came to my show once before, I believe, but it's just one. That's one, perhaps that's why I said what you said, because whatever I said to you to now, what I'm gonna say to you now, I don't have any recall what I said to you in the past, because once I finish the show, when I finish with the person, the memory is gone as well. You understand that, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Okay. Now, at the moment here, as I sit here, receiving this call, making the communication with you, I got a tremendous, really painful pain around my stomach. Do you understand this?
Yes,
absolutely. Because what I feel is very much what I feel like it, the anxiety, the stress, is the stress. But because perhaps I feel very much that at the moment you seem to be all the doors and looking at you and you and you and you.
Hello.
Can you hear me,
Hello?
Vincent?
Yes, you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Right.
Yes.
Do you understand what I have just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Because that's why I feel very much at this moment. I feel very much that you say, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" Now, I do see very much this. You know, I got a gentleman who is standing very much, very close to me at the moment. Now, this male, feel like it's a father figure in the spirit. Your father's in the spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this male standing here, very close to you, with a. Now, who has the initial J, please? Who has the initial J?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. The only one that I know is my daughter, Jennifer.
Okay. That's okay, because I just want to find out something. But to be honest with you, I wasn't looking for a female. I was looking for a male. But the male I'm looking for is in the spirit world, not with us here, okay? But I'm looking for somebody like an uncle, but so I would feel like somebody close to your father to be a brother. Not as, like a cousin brother, but I feel like he's coming to you like a cousin. Now, what I'm feeling here very much with your father, what he said to me is, he's called, that was belong to the uniform. He had a uniform, an army uniform.
Yeah, he was in the army when he was 16, because he grew up in a communist country.
Right, because I do feel very much I see what you mean by that, because the discipline that he's allowed me to feel is the kind of way that he actually has to do it, not because he wants it, but it's a discipline that was brought into him. Now, what he's doing here at the moment is what he's asking you is to put on his uniform. Not that you need the uniform, because that's not what you're doing, but it's the kind of way he said to you, he wants you to look ahead, don't look here now or tomorrow, look forward, look further. Because I feel very much that you are, at the moment, you are like the way they make me feel is like you are inside the little box. There is no window to that box. There is no way out to that box. And that's how you feel at the moment. You feel like you are completely, completely blocked from everything. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I see you very much. I don't know if that's what you're doing at the moment, but I see you like a rapping scene, rapping. What are you rapping?
I'm not rapping anything, actually.
No, at the moment as we speak, no. But I don't know if you rapping, you know, filling up boxes and just putting boxes away. But I see a lot of items going to a box, into the boxes, so I don't know if you are moving. I don't know if you're going or what is it?
We would love to move, but we can't. And right now we're afraid of getting evicted because we're 3 months behind in rent.
Right. Okay. And that's one of the things that why perhaps I see that you wrapping things in boxes, because I do feel very much what they're saying is you are going. You need, you know, it's the kind of way that sometimes you in life, we got to go through so much in order to move on. But I know that it might be difficult. It might be hard for you to believe. It might be hard for you to believe with all the problems that you have around, not just financially, but I do feel very much family problems as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, so if with all these problems I see here around you, apart from that, as well, putting all together with the family problems, the children, as well as the financially, it's the kind that you will say, I had enough, and I just gonna put you. Not that you have even thought about committing suicide. You understand that?
Yeah.
But it's the kind of way they say, you are strong, you are very strong, but you got to look and keep strong because you are in a very, very delicate situation at the moment. Okay?
Yeah.
So please remain strong. That only thing I'm going to ask you in behalf of your father, keep straight and keep positive. Things will change. I cannot change anything for you, unfortunately. I wish I could wave my magic wand and make the dreams, your dreams to come true. But unfortunately, that's not what I cannot do that. But the one thing I can say to you is, one thing I'd like you to remember, one thing, Vincent, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, always. As perhaps you see this quite difficult to see, but I can promise you one thing, that when we go through life with this change, there is always a reason. Whatever the reason might be at the other side, when you get there, you're going to see why you went through so much pain before. You went through that pain because perhaps you needed to later on to be grateful to what you got in front of you. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say the one thing that I am waiting for I'm waiting to hear from the 7-Up company about a job. I heard from them about a month ago, and they said the job they interviewed me for has been put on hold. But she said as soon as it opens up, they're going to bring me in. So it could happen any time now. And that right now, that's about the only hope I have. And that and October 22nd is I have a trial for a hearing for a settlement in a lawsuit. So...
Vincent, you are a nice guy, and I cannot promise you, I can only pass on what has been given to me, but I do feel very much that it's not that I'm not saying that your troubles, your problems are over. I cannot say that, but I can only say to you, they are getting easier, they will get easier as the day is coming on. But I do feel very much by the time you come into this, wherever you're going to go, I do feel the one step, something has is a change. Something has changed, and it's going to make you look a little bit more positive. The job, I don't feel the job has belonged to anyone. I don't feel that nobody has taken the job. And I do believe, sincerely believe, that the job is still there, but it hasn't been given to anybody else at the moment. Okay?
Right. Yeah, that's what she said. All right, thank you very much, Oscar.
My friend, it's been a great pleasure, and you take care of yourself and your loved ones, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
God bless. God bless, my friend. You God too. Bless. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Right, now I would like to call in Kathy. Are you there? Kathy? Kathy?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me, Kathy? Oh,
yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Thank you for your patience, Kathy.
No problem.
Thank you. Where are you calling from, Kathy?
From Maryland.
Maryland. Right. It's a strange place to me because I don't know much about the USA. The only place I know, I think, is Florida. That's
okay.
Where because my family is there. Okay. But I'd like to say thank you for calling today because I know that you'll be waiting there for quite some time, yes?
Yes.
Now, okay. Now, as I'm talking to you now, please remember one thing. A love and soul of the spirit coming here as a free will, okay? Now, the free will has been given by you very much. That's how you live your life, like a free will. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, now the number 6 has been given to me. The number 6 is important in your life, but I feel very much 6, it's not necessarily 6 children, but I do feel very much it's the month of June. Can you understand the month of June, why the month of June is special for you?
My mother's birthday.
And your mother's gone?
No, she's here.
Right. I got a lady also that who said make me feel like it's a mother connection to you. So yeah, I feel it's your mother's birthday. I feel this lady coming to you as a mother. So I do feel that it's your grandmother from your mother's side. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know how close you could be with your grandmother, but at the moment I feel very much like you go mother one and mother two. Do you understand this?
In a way, yeah.
Okay. Now, I do feel with your mother's birthday, but as I bring into your mother's birthday, I don't know, the link that your grandmother's made me feel at the moment is, I feel with your mother, I don't know if your mother's going through a treatment at the moment, I don't, she's with treatments, but I do feel like she's taking a lot of medicine. Is your mother through the medicines at the moment?
She takes several, yeah. She just had
cataract.
She just had cataract surgery.
Okay, so it was to do with the eyes, yes?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, I don't want, it's not that what I'm looking at the moment. It's, to be honest, easy way for me to say, yeah, that is what it is. But I do feel very much I want to bring myself to the consciousness, to the middle ways. So I don't know if she's suffering to with the problems around the stomach as well at the moment.
My mother?
That's how I feel.
Oh, okay.
Right. If this is not now, if this is not what happened right in the moment, it's the kind of way they said, perhaps this will be, in some times, kind of a... to watch out for. Nothing to worry about it because I do feel very much they said it's just few antibiotics and that be gone. Okay? So
uh-huh.
It's the kind of way that because is your mother a type a worrying type of person?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I feel very much I need to acknowledge this. And it's the kind of way they said, mother, don't worry because few antibiotics and that will be cleared off. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But it's the kind of way that I feel very much this one thing after the other, all right?
Uh-huh.
But that's good. That's good because otherwise I feel very much everything is quite normal around your mother. But it's you who I'm not concerned about your health. However, I feel concerned very much about your, I don't know, because I do feel a bit jumping with you at the moment. Do you understand this?
Jumping,
yeah. Like a... not jumping for assignment, but it's something that is worried you at the moment, but I feel very much it's connected with initial. Who has initial S, please?
S. I don't know. My father, Stanley.
Stanley. But your father's gone?
He's gone.
No. Yeah. Okay. Is your father's anniversary just coming to his anniversary?
I'm sorry. What's that?
Is your father's anniversary around here now?
No.
What are you celebrating around now?
My anniversary's coming up.
Okay, that's all right.
September,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's why I couldn't move on, because he said, Ted, we'll stay there, because there is, he's kind of what he said to me, there is an anniversary coming around now, but he wants to, you to know that he's going to be around this anniversary, okay?
Okay.
Right. Your dad is Stanley, of course, your dad's name was Stanley, but I also want to acknowledge the name, the initial C, as a who's got the initial C, please?
What's the initial?
C.
C like cat?
Yes. Your cat.
Did you say C like Charlie?
C as a Charlie, yes.
C.
Now, I want it's okay. Sorry?
Okay.
Okay, don't worry too much about that, because what I feel very much, it's not as relative to you, but I feel there is a connection with somebody around the family. So it's a friend, close friend of the family who's coming here. Now, the reason why I say don't worry too much, because I know that you might don't remember, you don't know who this person is, and this male might be. But I do feel that this male, it'll be coming from the south to the places around South Carolina. What's your connection with South Carolina?
Nothing right now.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay, because that's why perhaps I don't want to spend much time with this, because even if I was to give more, a little bit more about this person, you're not going to be able to locate it tonight, okay? But however, I feel very much the name, the initial, the C as Charles, is important for you. Not important, but for you to be acknowledged, okay? Now,
uh-huh.
I see you in a crossroads at the moment. So if it made me feel like it, you're going to change your life. No change your life. I feel very much you are, I don't know if you're changing a job or you. There's a new opportunity coming to you, but I feel like very much there's a new change. But you're in a crossroads, because I feel you have a son in the spirit world, please.
No.
Okay. I got a male who's coming here very close to you, but I feel like it's very, very close to you. So I don't know, would it be a brother or a son? But I do feel I need to say that if it's not a son of yours, could it be a son of your mother's? Your mother lost a child?
No.
Are you 100% sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I feel like it's a miscarriage, but I do feel like it's a miscarriage, or I don't know if she knew. If she knew she was pregnant, or was it, I don't even know, but I do feel it's a very strong energy here by your side, feeling to me like a son, more like a son rather than a brother.
My aunt lost a son.
Okay, so, but, right, that's from your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That makes sense to me, okay? That makes sense to me if it was your auntie would have lost a child, okay? Now, it's a kind of thing. I know that I got to move on because I got a lot of callers there. But before I go, I just like to say one thing. That I know that you had a question, but the question, what was your question you have for me?
Oh, I was going to tell you the crossroads is my spirituality.
Your spirituality is not to be disputed, because your spirituality is very strong. You are going the right path. You got the right path. I know it's been a little bit difficult for you moments. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Yeah, but please remain strong, because you are still very much connected with the spirit world. And there is no doubt at all that the things are changing for you. But it is kind of way the knowing holds, but it's a kind of way that you holding back a little bit. I don't know why. Why you be holding back a little bit?
I think because I was shut down one time before.
Okay. So they are aware of this. This kind of way that you would pull back rather than being the spirit world. It was you who pulled back. But it's a kind of way they say they're there for you and they're ready for you when you're ready. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I always say to my students, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Okay? And that
I like
is very,
that. Yeah.
It is very positive. Okay?
Thank you so much, Oscar.
It's been a great pleasure. And
it's
if you'd like to retreat, Thank you very much. Thank you. And you take care of yourselves. God bless. Uh-huh. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And don't forget, for all the callers, if you like to retrieve the call and the message, what you have to do is just go to www.mikespiritfm. Okay? Now, I'd like to move on then to Charlene. Charlene, are you there?
Thank you. I am. Hi, Oscar. Thank you.
That's great pleasure, Charlene. it's a lovely name. I like the name of Charlene. But where are you calling from, Charlene?
British Columbia in Canada.
In Canada, okay. Because it's a lovely name, but I know that, I've never heard it, the name of Charlene on that area, but I know that's a very British name as well, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Charlene, it's quite good. Now, as I approach it here with you at the moment, I want to give you the number three. The number three could be related to three children or the month or the year.
Okay. Okay. I have three children. And three supposedly is my lucky number. Yes, I do.
And absolutely. Because I feel the number three is a very, very strong number for you to keep it connected to it. Because things happen, you know, sometimes things, people believe that the things are happening in threes, okay? Either being good or bad. But for you, I feel very much it's all in good. But it happens in threes. Wow, it's all good. You understand? You understand, yes?
Thank you. That would be great.
Right.
I could use
Thank
good.
Absolutely, because, you know, you can use the good, but before I go any further, I want to give you the initial T. I said, Tony, who has the initial T, please?
I can't think of anyone at the moment. I'm sorry.
Right.
Drawing
okay.
It.
Okay, that's okay. Now, I'll tell you what I'm doing at the moment. I've got my hands in the back of my head. Like it's a big problem with my head. As I hold my head also, I feel like a pain, but I also feel confused, and I feel like who went to the spirit world with a brain tumor?
Oh. I'm not sure, but I do know my dog just passed away last Thursday, and it's been upsetting me a great deal. Her stomach was really what wound up killing her. Her tummy was just very upset. I'm not sure. I'm not certain who would have had a brain issue. I do know. Oh, no, he was liver. No, I don't know.
Right. If it was not a brain, that's how I feel very much. That because I hold in my head very, very strong. Okay, I hold in my head very, with a pain in the back of my head. But I feel like it's a male, not female, but it's a male who got with the spirit world with a brain tumor. Now, with this person, I feel very much it's connected from your father's side, the family. Not your father, but your father's side of the family.
Okay.
Now, your father's gone?
Nope, my father's still here.
Right. Now, this is a gentleman I feel very much it's connected from your father's side, okay? Now, your daddy, I know that, okay. Your daddy's have, okay. Now, it is very much connected with your father's side. Not your dad. It's not the one problem with him. But there is somebody around the family who would go also with initial T with the spirit world, with this connection with the back of the head. To be honest, I would love very much to know it by the end of the night if you could confirm that to me sometime, okay? But I want to go those around the lines past your father. Now, I do feel the tears running from your eyes. I do feel that you have crying quite a lot, but not just because your dog. I know they losing a dog, perhaps to a lot of people, an animal, a dog is like it is part of the family because I know it was your pet, but it also was a part of the family. You understand this? Yeah?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So it's the kind of way that you saw your dog with the pain, but in the around the stomach, but it's the kind of, if I could see your dog next to me right now, I would have described it. But I don't see it, to be honest with you. At the moment, I'm not seeing your dog. However, that doesn't mean that the dog is no good. He's well. It was a boy?
She was a girl.
Was a girl, bless her.
She was a girl, but she likes girls.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
Right, that's okay. Because I think this is the first... When did she cross?
Thursday. Thursday morning around 4:30 my time.
Thursday morning, okay. Because I feel very much this is the first time you have laughed the way you just laughed. Do you understand this?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kind of, so I know that it's been because things are hard for you at the moment, not just because the crow, not just because the dog, but the things that happen around you at the moment as well. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Not unlike Vince. I'm behind in my rent around 3 months as well, and I'm just living on a wing and a prayer. And my children, well, the dog has been by my side through an awful lot, and there's, it is what it is. I just have to keep loving and moving forward, right?
I like that. I like that, the way you look at it, positive. Don't give up, okay? Don't give up. And I like to dedicate that song to you. If you listen sometimes, the song called Don't Give Up. It's because, you know, you are a strong person, and you've been down big time. You have been down. But you always manage to rise up again. Do you understand this?
Yay, me. Yes.
That's you. And perhaps people say, yes, that's little me. But you know what? You must... Are you 5'8"? 5'8"?
I'm 5'6". If I stretch, maybe I'll be 5'8". On my tippy toes.
Yeah, so because I can see you are taller than myself. I can see you've been taller than myself. I'm only 5'4". But so as I look at you, I know you are a little bit taller than myself. So I thought you were 5'8". But it's the kind of way they said to you, please, you might be not very high, very tall, but what you call is a beautiful heart. You have got a beautiful heart. And you are a warrior. You are a fighter. Don't give up, okay? There is a lot of things coming to you. But I don't know, I know that you said you are behind your rent. But I can promise you one thing. Being behind the rent is one thing. But losing somebody in the physical is more painful than being behind the rent. But I know that you went to a funeral last year.
I did.
I know you did. And that was painful, wasn't it? So compared to the rent, you know, compared sometimes, I know that you are 3 months in the rent behind, but it's the kind of way they say, please keep it positive, because I know, are you out of work at the moment as well?
No, I own my own business. It's just not as aggressive as it could be, but that's because it is just me. I need somebody to work with to keep me a little more motivated. And then I did just lose a part-time job, so...
Okay, yeah, I feel there's a little bit of change in there as well. So it's the kind of way they say there is a change and there will be a change for you. So I look all positive, and I would like to ask you to please stay positive. That's the only way, okay? You got your head, you have your head on top of your shoulder, so please stay strong. Just before I go, is one thing I'd like to ask you. You're a single lady.
No, it's a weird relationship, but no, there is a man in my life who I hope I marry. I actually think I will.
Right. Okay. Perhaps we talk about that another time, eh?
Okay.
Okay? But,
absolutely.
Right now, I'd like to say thank you very much for calling tonight. And you know that if you'd like to retrieve this call, please go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Thank you very much, Oscar. Blessings, and I appreciate your information.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless. Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, Chelsea?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where about you calling from, Chelsea?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
It's funny because I was just talking to the lady and I was directed to South Carolina. So I guess that perhaps it would be the link with you with South Carolina as well.
when you mentioned that to her, I was listening in and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that's about me, because she said that it wasn't relating to her. So maybe that was about me.
Because sometimes what happens is we do get the jumpers and we still thought they would have been linked with her. But there was, she couldn't take anything there was with her, but I was directly to South Carolina, so which is, I feel very much there. Of course, there would be the link, my next link, that would be you. Now, before I start here also, I want to give you the number 9, which has been passed on to me. Now, if it's not the number 9, I can't turn it around, it'd be the number 6, either the month of June or the now or the month of August, the month of September, sorry.
Well, June is a big month for my family and I.
Okay, because that's what I see, because when the number was given to me, I quickly turned around, it was upside down in 1 minute, and the next minute it was turned around again. So if the number 6 is big for the family, I also want to acknowledge the number 9, which is the month of September, which we are now in the month of September. So by acknowledging the month of September, there might be something that's happening at the moment that is causing a little bit of not discord, but it's feel like a unsettled with the family. Do you understand this?
Today happens to be, well, a year ago today, we found out that my father had cancer. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer today, a year ago. So it's definitely been brought up to us again, like memories, so.
Because that's why I wanted to bring that, and that's why the number 6 turned around to be a number 9, because we are in the number 9, we are September. It's the kind of way that I feel very much that I want to pass on that, because, yes, today you're celebrating that, but guess what? Your daddy, as always, managed the way to make his way home. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way that you said to you, your daddy is well, he's well, and everybody all around him is fantastic. I would like to say fantastic, because I know that he is free from the limitations of the body, limitations and restrictions of the physical. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Now, the number 11 also has been given to me, but the number 11, I feel very much connected with your daddy. But your father, did he cross on a Thursday?
He did cross on a Thursday.
I know, because that's what he said to me. He said he crossed on a Thursday. But he also gave me the number 11. What is the number 11?
11 grandchildren?
Is 11 grandchildren?
Grandchildren?
Oh, my God. Okay.
No,
okay.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. Well, my brother has a birthday in November, which is 11.
November. Okay. Because he's giving me the number 11 in there. Now, the initial J has been passed on to me as well by him. Who has the initial J here?
My brother. He's J.
Your brother. And he is the November birthday?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Okay, because I feel very much that I want... I'm only going to say what he's telling to me now, because he wants to say a very, very happy birthday to him today, because he knows the last birthday, it was not a happy birthday at all. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And because that happened, because, well, of course, I understand why, because would it be his cross in September, but the thing is November, it was not a month, it's kind of way that he's saying, please celebrate his birthday, because he's very much still with you guys. He's still very much with you. He wants to celebrate his birthday. He wants you to know the life goes on. He strongly believes the life goes on. He believed that yesterday. He believes that today. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Your mother still with us here?
Yes, she is.
Because I want to say, now, I look at him, as I sit in front of my, to where I sit at my table, I got a beautiful bunch of flowers that have been given to from my students in a weekend retreat that I just finished with my partner. And there is one rose. I got roses in there, but at the moment what he's doing is, he's pulling out this red rose, beautiful red rose. This open up, the petals are open up, and that's what he sent to me, to give the rose to your mother, and a symbol of love. Now, as he's giving this rose, the petals on this rose are open more and more. It's the kind of way he said to you, they sent to you to the family, the way these roads open up, he wants for you two guys to open up and be happy. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, he showed me here, what he shows to me at the moment is a grave. He's standing by the grave. So, was your daddy buried?
No, he was cremated.
Where are his ashes?
They are on this table that we have, and on the table there are pictures of him, and
okay.
It's kind of like a memorial kind of thing in our house.
Now he is by the burial. He is by the grave at the moment. Who is in the grave? His mother?
His mom was buried, and his father was buried.
Okay. That's fine, because it's the kind of way he said, he acknowledged to me the graves, that he's standing by it. So when the person standing by the grave, he showed me the grave, it also proves to me the eyesight that he was grateful, he has a very loved ones in there, okay? So it's the kind of way he said to all of you, he said, he wishing you a very happy birthday to all of you, because I know that it's not your birthday today, but he's saying it's his birthday today. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a kind of way that even birthday, he said every day was a beautiful day, but he said thank you to your mother for being the beautiful wife that he was to him. Do you understand this, darling?
Yes, I do.
And to all his children, now he's got four children altogether?
Yes, he has four children.
Uh-huh. Because that's what he said to me, not just you, but his four children, okay? He's acknowledging all his children, and he's acknowledging all his grandchildren. But most of all, he's acknowledging the beautiful past. The way that you sent him home is very special to him, and he wants to say thank you to you all. Do not need to cry anymore, now that you know he's there with you guys, okay?
Okay.
With this, I will say thank you very much for calling tonight. But please remember, if you like to download this this reading, you can go to www.myexperience.fm. Or you can also add me, anyone that calling tonight, you can add me in Facebook. That we'll be able to talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You take care, yourself. God bless, and we'll see you again. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Now my next caller here, I know they are still going to push on one more, so I'm going to go for Rochelle. Rochelle, you there?
I am here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good evening to me. How are you? Are you well?
I'm doing very well, very, very well. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a great pleasure, but the thing I like the most is the positive thing and the way you say I'm very, very well, despite the losses, because I do feel very much you have a fair share of losses. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I got a person in the mail who's coming to me at the moment, but he's giving me the initial J. Who has the initial J, please?
Well, my granddads are Josephs, and they have passed.
Okay.
And I have a friend that passed 2 weeks ago. His name is Jim.
Yeah, Jim. Because I want to go. I know that your granddad's gone, but I want to move on with the person who is gone. They just like I feel like it just gone yesterday, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you suggest absolutely, because I don't feel very much. Now, this person went to the spirit world with the cancer connection.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because he's telling me about the cancer connection, and he allowed me to feel all the illness, the sickness, and everything, because I feel very much, I don't know, but he pushed my attention to my stomach, so I feel my stomach very bloated by
yes.
the medicine. You understand?
Yes, he had, it was his liver. He was bloated.
Bloated, yeah, absolutely bloated, but it's the kind of way he allowed me to feel how painful it was for him. But the most thing is the painfulest because he knew there was people like yourself, friends, because I know that you were just a friend, but the reason why he's coming here today is because he knows that you know his family. Do you understand?
Yes.
And he asking you to please pass on the message to his... His wife is still with us here.
He was never
yes.
married. He's not. He was never married.
But he's got family with him.
He's got his. He has extended family with best friends are his family.
Okay. Okay, that's family, because that perhaps is my misunderstanding, because that's why I said his family. He said his family. Okay, so he was his family, his friends becoming part of his family. It's the kind of way he said to you, please tell my family that I'm okay, that he's
okay.
Good, he's well, okay? But he's also like to say thank you to you, because as a courtesy of your granddad, he managed to make it tonight. Okay?
Okay.
So it's the kind of way I'd like to say thank you to your granddad to bring him tonight. Okay?
Okay.
So we had, that's why I got time for tonight, because I got something that I want to play before I go, because I know this is very special for somebody that is special to me as well. So I'd like to say thank you for calling tonight, but if you like to call again, it will be a great pleasure. Failing that,
okay.
You can add me on Facebook. We'll be friends right there, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure, sweetheart. Dear
bye-bye.
Friends, thank you, goodbye. Dear friends, I'd like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to enter your homes and allow to help people for the grieving from the loss. That's all I had the time for tonight, but before I go, I would like to dedicate this beautiful closing song that I've been choosing for a very special friend of mine. This special friend of mine who has celebrated with his with the family yesterday. It was an anniversary to the son, and I know that the family got together yesterday as a memorial to them, so I'd like to dedicate this to this person, to the son and to the family. They know who I'm talking about. Good night. God bless.
He does.